pulled away.
By 2002, in the springtime, it was almost taken for granted that we were going to go to war with Iraq.
The president needed a convincing reason for war with Saddam Hussein. George Tenet and the CIA said they had no evidence Saddam had helped al-Qaeda. But Secretary Rumsfeld did. A secret unit at the Pentagon claimed it had found a connection.
They needed an office that would produce the intelligence that the CIA wouldn't produce. Rumsfeld said, "I can solve your problem," and they created the Office of Special Plans.
So they're going to do their own analysis, and they're going to show what the CIA has been missing all along about the true relationship between Saddam and al-Qaeda.
They worked in a vault deep inside the Pentagon. They had what is known as all source clearances, total access to intelligence information.
I went into the system, our classified system, to see what did we know about terrorist groups and their relationships, as well as their connection and associations with not only al-Qaeda, but also with state sponsors.
The information was rarely vetted. Instead, it moved up the chain of command to the office of the vice president.
And this became material that was then used, sort of in white paper-like fashion, to be leaked to journalists or to create links between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda.
It was delivered to the American public and the world.
Information has come to light. We've spent time looking at that relationship between Iraq on the one hand and the al-Qaeda organization on the other. And there has been reporting that suggests that there have been a number of contacts over the years.
And they began relying on a new phrase, weapons of mass destruction.